CBA Mobile.
CBA, KD2BNG, how you doing?
Good, Glenn. I hope you are.
Right. I'm just making my usual Saturday afternoon property check here. These cameras haven't captured anything going on for like 2 or 3 months. So that's probably a good thing. I think I'm going to just, you know, service them one last time and then leave them there.
I mean, a camera in and of itself can be a deterrent. So, I mean, if I were a thief and I was walking up to a house with a camera, I would, you know, I would hope I'd have enough sense to turn around and go to another house.
Try to stop the one camera from growing legs and walking away. Oops, there's a camera here. Maybe I shouldn't be here.
The camera.
That's why when people ask me, well, are you sure there's something good? Yeah, if a camera turns up missing, I'm pretty sure that there's, something going on that's not supposed to be going on.
I get a lot of humor from that term, turned up missing. You know, I look at my wife and they watch these cop shows and they say they turned up dead and they went missing. And I said, hon, I'm going to go in the kitchen and turn up dead.
First National Bank today, $1 million turned up missing. Yeah, I like that. It turned up missing. Or turned up dead.
Do you just decide? You just decide you're going to go missing, and you announce, you know, hey, I'm going missing. So see you later. I'm going out the front door now. Bye. I don't know. My brain doesn't work like everybody else's. It's a little. I don't know what you would even call that, but that little saying just doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, it's just the way we say it. Everybody understands what it means.
People do go missing and basically just walk away, never to be found again. I don't know what percentage of missing person cases are just somebody saying, that's it, I've had it. I'm just going to go somewhere else.
KN4, BWA.
Well, and who said there weren't aliens on the planet? There's one. Oh, Steve, KN4, BWA, KB4, CBA, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, goodness, I'm in a depression. I just got finished at the grocery store with Sue. Oh, my goodness. A week's worth of groceries is almost as bad as going taking out a loan at the bank. But y'all were talking about people disappearing? You ought to go to Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky, as a matter of fact. There's more people that's disappeared down old coal mine shafts than you can shake a stick at, baby.
And out in the desert, there's a lot of places that tunnels and places that have caved in, and if you know where they are, I've never been out west, so, or further west than Dallas, Texas, and I find that really interesting. It seems like that'd be the perfect place to hide a body or something, but I'm not planning on having to do that, so I don't really have to worry about it.
Well, my wife Sue likes watching those, what I call, dead body shows, you know, how they got them and killed them and how they got caught and all this business, and we're making a trip out west pretty soon, so I'm trying to put a family lock on those channels that play those particular programs. I don't want her getting any ideas.
This episode worth more dead than alive. And anyway, go ahead and jump in there, Glenn. Glenn's in here too, KD2BNG. This is KB4CBA.
I got a few things to do here. KD2BNG.
Hello, Glenn.
Trouble with someone?
Apologizing to you that I think I doubled with you.
Okay. I'm sure the deserts around Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, plenty of mobsters who knew too much, couldn't keep their mouth shut. But anyway, I got things to do, so I'll talk to y'all in a bit. K2BNG.
And trying to get in too much trouble there, the rental houses. And, Steve, I'm at the antenna store. You need anything?
Antenna store are you at? HRO?
This is the Home Depot, man. This is the antenna store right here, buddy. You can build your own.
I'm up on building my own. I just buy the manufactured stuff, and then if it doesn't work, I can raise Cain somebody besides myself.
Sometimes you have to get frustrated with your inventions and try to figure out why they don't work. That's the whole part of ham radio, you know? And, why buy something you know is going to work? I'm just messing with you. Yeah, that's really the thing, you know. If you got the money and all that, for all of us po folks, we go to the antenna store. And heck, some people got the money; they just wanna build it just for the fun of it.
My knowledge, I am not experienced enough yet, and I have learned that after having built two different antennas, that it just did not perform the way I had expected. Of course, I had some help from a place that we all know that didn't turn out to be good advice, but yeah, I'm going to get back into something like that after I get a little more time on this D4 that I put up.
Did you get the inverted V up? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm going to go ahead and probably purchase a pre-manufactured inverted V. And that way I'm sure that it's got an extremely low SWR and make sure that it can handle the wattage. And I'm going to try to put it up across, in other words, the crown of it's going to be up there at the top of my tower. So I got to figure out how I'm going to engineer a standoff so that it does not have a chance to get against the tower.
Well, don't put too much wattage on it, and if you do, I'll look your direction, and if I see this inverted V in a red glow, I'll know that it's burning up.
Well, no, Dave, you'll know that I got it working good if you see this Tesla arc up over the city of Inman.
Before CBA. Well, I look forward to seeing how that performs because I've heard they do well from everybody that's talked about them when I've gone to the DX meetings and all. And I tell you, I just hate. I got too many irons in the fire now, and but I don't want to back out of what I'm doing. But orchestra rehearsals on Thursday night, and it's guess what time it is? Right in the middle of the DX meeting that we have once a month. So I really enjoy getting together with the guys and. Heck, if we don't do anything else, just sit there and talk and eat some good food.
There you go. And that's third Thursday, isn't it?
Third Thursday, and you can put it on your phone. That's what I do, and I did, and it just, you know, reminds you and, remind us. And it's a smartphone, and it's got a dumb operator. And I added a car key to my keychain today. And it'll never start the car, I regret to say, but it's the key to my granddaddy's 56 Ford Fairlane.
Well, where is that car?
Probably in a scrap heap where it's been crushed and recycled. But my grandfather always drove a Ford. He always bought it on Good Friday. If he was buying a car, he bought a Ford. He bought it on Good Friday. And he was a farmer. He did everything by the almanac. And then he got into insurance because farming wasn't going so well after a while. But anyway, so I got the ride. I've ridden in this car. In fact, I've actually driven it, but I was had to sit in my dad's lap to drive it. I couldn't reach the pedals, but I did get it to steer it. And it had one of those handbrakes, you know, that you pull up. It was just to the right of the steering wheel, and I got to pull the handbrake up when we got in front of the house. So that was my big thrill.
Wow. And you say it was a what year?
Ford Fairlane, four-door, blue and white. Probably had a flathead V8 in it, and my dad hated it. It had three on the tree, and he traded it in for a Plymouth Valiant with a slant six, and then he kept that a couple of years and got a Plymouth Fury, a 63 Fury with a 383 with the push button transmission. I bet you remember those. You pull the lever up out of park, and then you push drive, which was right in the center button, and man, that car would fly. I mean, it would fly.
Mom had a 1962 Oldsmobile F85 Cutlass F85, and yeah, that was a sporty little job too. That was, I sat in my dad's lap to drive that one.
By that Ford home from kindergarten. But you can, you know, gosh, that was, see, what year would that have been? Probably 1960, maybe 61, something like that. So, wasn't near as many cars on the road. And of course, my dad was, you know, he was helping, but I thought I was driving anyway. All right, well, I'm going to jump in the, jump out and go inside and see what kind of trouble I can get into.
Behave yourself. I will talk at you later. Oh, before you go, how's the metal detector doing?
Well, I turned it on and it beeped, and I saw where the batteries go, so I'm going to get, one thing I'm going to pick up here. Pick up a couple of batteries, and then I'll, that's one thing I'm going to be doing when I get back. I'm also going to jack up the back end of my car and disconnect the rear exhaust. It has a place where it bolts on, and it's real easy to take off and put back on, and I need to adjust one of the pipes anyway. It's a little off-center, and I'm a real picky about stuff like that. And I want to hear what the car sounds like without mufflers on it.
I got a feeling you ain't going to like it too much. But I tell you what, one thing you could do. Well, I don't know that they do that way anymore. The catalytic converter, the O2, look and see where the O2 sensor is. you might be able to simply put a bypass on the catalytic converter.
So real high up on the exhaust, they're right, they come right down from the headers, and they're way up there at the front, and I'm not sure they make MIL eliminators for these, because these O2 sensors don't give the same readings as the older ones. They're a little more complicated and sophisticated, and I'm really afraid to mess with that, because I'm afraid I know it'll throw a check engine light. So I'm just going to leave them there, and I'm not going to mess with that.
It was just pick you up a good set of catbacks. That's from the catalytic, stainless steel from the catalytic converter back. And I understand those really sound good.
I have to call my wife into that one. I don't know if she will let me spend that kind of money on the car just for sound. But who knows? I mean, you know, maybe I'll catch her on a good day or something. But you take care. I'm going to get out of here. I'll talk to you later. So behave yourself if you possibly can. KN4VWA, KB4CBA, clear out of here after your final.
KB4CBA, KN4VWA, no guarantees on that request. And I'm clear. Everybody have a good day.